capsule.
We're putting together a time capsule with all sorts of memorabilia and stories to remind us of this time of isolation. And Queensland is such a pivotal part of what's been happening in the world of COVID-19.
Yeah, it really is.
As we heard just before 8, we spoke to Professor David Patterson, who heads up the research team at the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital. They were working on trials for a cure for patients who presented with COVID-19. So we wanted to check in with him and find out what he might have for our time capsule. Hello, Professor David.
Good morning.
When first we spoke to you at the start of March, your optimism was sky high. How's it going now?
Well, there's never a dull moment with coronavirus, that's for sure. And, you know, obviously we've done incredibly well in Australia and in Queensland in particular. But, you know, I think we're in the position to really take a global view. And, you know, there's such good research going on in Queensland and in at Royal Brisbane Hospital that we can really sort of show the world how to do things. And that's what my team is very much eager to do.
When we first spoke to you, you were hugely optimistic about maybe having something by March. Obviously, that date has passed. Where are you at?
Yeah, so there's a thing called Lasagna's Law. You know, like there's Murphy's Law and whatever.
Yeah.
So Lasagna's Law is as soon as you've got the perfect clinical trial set up, suddenly the patients disappear. And that's exactly what's happened. You know, we had the trial all ready to rock and roll, and then suddenly we had very, very, very few patients in Queensland with coronavirus. So what we've actually done is we've got everything set up in Australia. We're ready. As soon as we've got any patients, they'll go straight into the trial. But we're actually going to go internationally. You know, we really think that people in India or Thailand or Malaysia can really benefit from the expertise that we have here in Australia.
So from what I understand too, so it's kind of a two-prong attack. Everyone's talking right around the globe about a vaccine to stop it, but you're also working on the cure once you've got it.
Well, that's right. I mean, the vaccine is a big, big goal, but, you know, it's also a huge ask. How do you get a vaccine that you could administer to 4 or 5 billion people around the world without side effects? You know, is it going to be something that lasts forever, or do you have to have it every year like the flu vaccine? We're really sort of concentrating on what can we do apart from the vaccine to prevent infections, and then also what is the best way to actually treat coronavirus infections when they occur. I heard you're putting together a time capsule. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're just collecting all those kind of pivotal things that in 20, 50, 100 years, when this capsule is open, people will be able to read and look at the stuff that actually impacted us during this very, very unique time. So have you got anything that you could give us?
Yeah, what I was thinking is I've got a very slightly used lab coat. It doesn't have any coronavirus on it, yeah. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, give it a wash.
Like we used to do with all the, you know, the footy jerseys, to take them home and wash them all. So I've got a lab coat for you with the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital Foundation logo on it. And I'd like to give that for your time capsule just to reflect all the amazing research that's gone on in Brisbane for this coronavirus.
Can you also include like a couple of paragraphs of what you were doing? Because I think it's one thing for us to all start to understand it, but in 100 years' time, we want whoever opens it to understand what the world was looking at and how they were focusing on you guys and all the things
exactly
that you were doing.
No, that would be my pleasure. It's such a great initiative, isn't it, to put together a time capsule. Brilliant.
And can I ask you personally, because we literally ask every single person we speak to on this radio station when they call us in the morning, just how their days and their lives have been through this process? Because as much as we talk about the wonderful work, do you feel any responsibility for that? Are you working 24/7? Like, what's your life looked like personally over the last 2 months?
Yeah, it's certainly been busy. And every day there's a new challenge, you know, there's something very interesting. But I think that's what doctors, you know, I'm an infectious diseases doctor and, you know, researchers, you know, this is what we've been trained to do. And, you know, I think this is our time to really contribute back to Queensland society. And now, you know, we do want to help people in other countries. You know, we're in a great position, but when you see on the news what's happening in other countries, we can, you know, show our global leadership, because Brisbane's not the old hick country town that, you know, we thought it was when we were growing up here. We really are, you know, a major force around the world, and, you know, we're going to show that.
Let me just say, David, I will be the first person to nominate you for Australian of the Year, because it would be so deserved.
That'd be silly.
You have done us proud. You've done, I mean, your whole team has. It's absolutely unbelievable, and, you know, I reckon the rest of the world will keep looking towards us for solutions medically, and that's an amazing place to be in. So thank you.
My pleasure, and thank you all for all of your support.
That's Professor David Patterson donating an RBWH Research lab coat, which will go right next to a Wally Lewis's State of Origin jersey in our time capsule.
8:16 at 97.3 with 21 sunny degrees for the second day of winter today, although overnight tonight a little cooler, down to 9 degrees. Ooh. So if you're revving up your now legal fire pit in the Brisbane City Council area, just be considerate of your neighbours.